Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom. And so where we take a word, we go through the Bible, find some scriptures about it. If you used to ask me how I learned the Bible, well, I just took it one word at a time. So today we're taking the word commit, C-O-M-M-I-T, commit. It's a great word, man. It's got a lot of scripture about this, believe it or not. So we're going to start off here in Psalm 37, verse 5. Psalm 37, verse 5, New Living Translation says, commit everything you do to the Lord, trust him, and he will help you. Commit everything, not some things. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Lord, this is the day you have made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, thank you. You're going to order my steps. You're going to direct my path. You're going to guide me in all truth. You're going to surround me with the divine favor. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he'll help you. Proverbs 16, 3. Commit your actions to the Lord. Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. People say, how come you're always succeeding? Well, I commit my actions. Lord, this is the day you made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, without you, I cannot do a thing, but with you, all things are possible. Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. Colossians 3:23, New Living Translation. Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. And this is a great, we used to do this, businessmen and I had a business we worked at together. One of the scriptures we put up on the wall, work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than people. And so I'm working for my boss. Nah, you're working for the Lord. Well, he's my boss. Yeah, he's writing the check, but actually you're working for the Lord. You're working for Jesus, and you don't want to disappoint Jesus. You want to do what's right because Jesus is watching, angels are watching, recording angels are writing it down. So do what's right because it's right to do what's right. 1 John 3:16. We know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. So we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. What is it? It's about being committed. Are you committed? Are you? Well, I'm fully committed. That's what a marriage is. Two people swearing their undying love to one another at the marriage ceremony. From this day forward, I'm living for you. I'm not living for me anymore. So again, here in 1 John 3:16, we know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. So we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. You know, you're not first. You're not saying it's an upside down pyramid. You're born to serve your fellow man. You're born to serve your fellow man. 2 Timothy 1:12. 2 Timothy 1:12. Paul's writing Timothy. He said, this is why I'm suffering here in prison, but I'm not ashamed of it. For I know in who I believe and who I trust. I am sure that he is able to guard what I've entrusted him till the day of his return. So it looks like you say I'm going through a hard time. No, I'm not going through a hard time. Yeah, I'm being opposed. Yeah, they blocked me up, but I'm fine. I'm not ashamed of it. For I know in whom I have believed, and I know he is able to guard that which I have entrusted him until that day. There used to be an old Pentecostal song. For I know whom I have believed in and persuaded he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. It's a great song. Scripture, 2 Timothy 1:12. 2 Timothy 4:7. 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have remained faithful. So what's his testimony? I don't care what I've been through. I don't care what's come against me. I don't care what I've endured. I have stayed faithful the whole way. Man, what a testimony. Galatians 2:20. New Living Translation. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now that is a great scripture. He's talking about, 110. I used to be work as an electrician, 110 and 220, man. That's got a lot of juice in it. So this is a powerful scripture. This is a 220 scripture. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So I live in this earthly body. How? By trusting the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Great scripture. Galatians 6:9. This is good. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Then Romans 12:2. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you'll learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. What's he saying? Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. How do you change your life? You got to change what you think about. Bob says, think on these things, whatever's lovely, honest, just praiseworthy, good report. Think on these things. Don't think on those other things. Ooh, that's a great scripture. Guys, thanks for listening today. Tune in next time. We'll come pick up another word. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.